All right, welcome to the HP Oddcast. This is our first episode. This will probably be the first episode of many, hopefully. This is like collecting a comic book, and you realize that you're holding gold in front of you because, holy shit, you spent $50 and it went up to 75 cents. All right, so this is going to be our first podcast. I'm very grateful to have a group of people with me for my first podcast. I will be, first of all, letting you know that this will be hopefully one of many podcasts in the future. I will be introducing comics, or as the title of the show represents, a group of oddcasts, as many would put it. And hopefully it goes out well. We are recording live at the Producers Club on 44th and 10th Avenue. They were gracious enough to lend me a space here, so that way nobody hears how much I hate my family recording it at home, because they will be in the background doing noises and baby calls and such. So let me begin this off by saying, welcome Kevin McGee, a local comic entrepreneur. He is a stand-up. He performs all over the city. He has performed at Caroline's, as I have been told. He's a very funny man. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
There you go. That's his. Okay, that's the end of him.
I didn't know he was an entrepreneur. Thank you for that, too.
He is an entrepreneur in comedy because, as I have my notes in front of me, he has loved and wanted to do a lot of things in comedy. Not just in comedy, in life.
Yes.
And we'll get to that in a minute. But I also want to introduce a very funny man. He has also performed in the city, named Raheem Rosenfeld. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
There you go. Now just lighten up. Let your joint. I don't care what you do, as long as you lighten up and put that knife away. Now, the other person I want to introduce. Where did that come from?
Well,
I don't know. We just
got indicated already.
Not lighten up with them button, your top button. Put the knife away.
I didn't know
what another funny man I have with us. He has been, as I was told, he is a comedic writer. He is a writer. He does produce his own sitcoms. He is in the middle of getting his creative juices flowing. I was grateful enough to get him here because by the luck or the stroke of God, I am attracting a lot of talented people. Please welcome Eddie McGuire. Eddie, please, thank you very much for coming here.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's enough of Eddie for a writer, right? Because unless you're dying on a piece of paper in front of you, he's probably right. In a piece of paper, thank you, translated to intro, he says thank you, gets shot,
fade
goes out, fade out.
Fade out.
I was sitting on a crate out in front. That's what I was
trying to be profound.
He gets stuck. He's like, that's what happens. Just I actually got a microphone that is the shape of a dildo. No, a bullet. A bullet. It looks more like a bullet.
You said dildo. What type of dildos are you?
I don't know. I wanted to bring in a woman, but it didn't happen, so I gotta say bullet now. Alright. On our first podcast here. There is no whispering because I can actually hear you. It's like talking, and it's like fucking
Sorry
in a tent.
That.
Yeah, I'll whisper. But just leave this.
Yeah, just leave it in there.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, have you ever heard people fucking in a tent?
I haven't.
Okay, they're fucking loud, but they think because they're in a tent, nobody outside is
like
hearing them.
I'm usually the one fucking.
You was at Woodstock.
I was at Woodstock.
Was you at Woodstock, really?
I was at Woodstock 99, and I can prove it.
I was at Woodstock 94. 99 was horrible.
You know how I know I was at Woodstock?
You were Guido.
I was the one who gave out the lighter. Because at the end, they burned it all down. Did you hear about that? They didn't? Okay, that's...
No, it was all Guido's, that's why. That's
no, funny. It was more than Guido's. It was a bunch of...
It was all juice heads.
Juice heads and
yeah,
acid heads
juice head.
and...
Guido's like a juice...
Oh, one of those steroid guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Snooky. Like Snooky.
They didn't get any pussy that night.
But was there a 94? That was a Melissa Etheridge. And
no, 94 was the Mud Fest.
Snooky's going to give birth to a needle.
That's
a needle.
Yeah,
she's juicing.
She's,
wow,
is she a juice head too?
She's into her boyfriend's a juice head.
Really?
Yeah.
Does the semen transport trans? You know. Whatever?
Oh my goodness! Could you imagine the size of the head of that baby?
Right. Does the semen toxified with steroids? Like, you know, you drink the milk now, it goes into your muscles. They say.
Yeah, well, the steroids and milk. That's why all the young girls have big breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Now,
what kind of milk, though?
Cow's milk.
Cow's milk.
Oh, yeah, they
like
shoot the cow
milk.
They rock the cow out. They shoot shoot it up. But that's when you put a hamburger on the frying pan.
I was getting
a
bitch boobies for a while.
I have them. I have those right now. I started the gym membership to get
We
rid
saw
of
a guy today with bitch
makes it worse, though.
So the gym membership, you join, and you instantly get milk boobies?
No. Listen, I was in the mirror one day, naked, of course, trying to trim downstairs. And I looked at my breasts, and I had titties. And it's not... I'm a skinny guy.
Bitch tits.
I look like I'm 3 months
pregnant. I call them accounting tits. Because
you got a pop belly.
I have a pop belly.
So as long as you
have
that belly, if you lift, you're going to push the fat. It's going to be bigger boobs.
It's
disgusting. You got to be careful.
Oh, wait. Let me adjust my straps, because now I feel like...
No, like 60% of the American males have bitch tits.
Why? Because of the hormones that are in our food.
We saw a guy today hurling a cab.
Why?
That was
shirt.
Me!
He
the
had
hormones?
A shirt. A guy had a shirt, like
because
a little, like, pop chick shirt, and his belly was hanging out.
So we had to eat organic.
He had bitch tits, and he was waving for...
Free-range chickens?
Wow.
We have to eat.
Wow, half the people out there are saying, what the fuck are they talking about?
Men with breasts.
Yeah.
There probably is milk. You think they could milk them?
Milk what?
Well, how much time do we have?
No.
I think it's called andropause.
That's what it is.
The lower testosterone levels. That's why I'm more anxiety ridden. You get to mid-30s, you get more anxiety ridden. You get nervous about shit. When I was 25, I wasn't nervous. I could walk across traffic like once.
No.
And now, at 35, 36, I'm like, I don't know if I can go in there.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the light to change at least 4 times.
Yeah. Anything white is no good.
To do what?
To cross the street.
Yeah.
Anything.
White. Old
white.
Ladies have to
food,
accompany
white people. Anything, anything white is no good.
What, anything white?
White is bad. White food, white people. Anything white.
How about white noise?
White noise is scary.
White noise is scary.
That was a
scary
movie.
What is that?
White noise.
I never heard of it.
Don't see.
White people believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts.
There's a ghost in this place.
Why did we get the ghost?
I'm just saying, no, you said white noise.
Welcome to the Segway. Welcome to the king of Segways here from milking to ghosts. Well, like I said, first of all, let me introduce Kevin. That's why we're here. I wanted him on the first podcast show because Kevin is hilarious. I've listened to Kevin perform, and when you listen to him, you're saying, holy shit, this guy is either... genius, or he's off his meds. One or the other. I've always said that because you had me cracking up one time where you had everybody in the corner, and we call it the mischievous quarter in Eastville, cracking up in the corner. You had Mike Hernandez actually bent over, spitting whatever the fuck he ate 2 hours ago. Okay, so I said I got to interview this man. I got to interview him and find out. So I did a little background research, and I did call your mother.
Oh, no.
Okay. She says, no. Other than me calling her, you don't call her.
She's not single. She's later.
When I and I'll tell you, when I picked up the phone and I talked to her, I said, hi, how you doing, Ms. McGee? I'm HP. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm talking about Kevin. Her first two words were, oh, good. Okay, where are we going? Mom actually had to say, okay. Like, it's a phone call about comedy.
She broke out her notebook and everything.
She was so astounded. What a lovely woman. My first indication is like, how can such a lovely woman spawn such a fucking guy? She told me that, now let me know, I'm going to go through your itinerary.
What the fuck is going on here?
Isn't it hot now?
The time I stuck a finger on my ass, is that
going to
come out?
Now when your mother hears that, she's going to go, okay.
Mom, I didn't stick a finger on my ass. It's like, Mom,
I love you.
No.
Oh.
I love your mother's name. She's a great woman.
Yes.
And I told her, every time I hear the name Kathleen, I just want to say, hey, how are you doing, Kathleen? Kathleen Turner, that kind of like rising voice. She loved it. She's a very nice woman. She told me that at 3 years old, you were as fat as a cow.
I was very fat. I bitched it then. I did.
Fat kid?
I was huge.
Like, she was like, holy shit. He was fat. I mean, if she had jokes, she would have said, you know how fat he was?
Yeah. I was like 13 pounds when I was born. Somebody
were you?
Yeah, 13 or 14.
That's like two
pounds.
Kids in one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, like,
did you have two heads?
I was labeled dangerously overweight.
Really?
I was
at birth?
You were dangerously overweight.
Is it 13 or 10 or 12? I don't know.
You were like an immigrant.
She says you were 3.
I was 3. But when I was born, I was considered dangerously overweight. I was like on a diet for like the first 4 years of my life.
They actually just came out with new research that babies in the womb eat foods they can...
Like aliens.
Really?
Yeah, no, I
don't. It was like eating fucking cheeseburgers. Picking off bacon cheeseburger bits from the...
The head comes out the belly button.
Since when did mom become a vegetarian? What the fuck is going on?
Well, that fucking tofu stored in her uterus.
But if
like,
that were the case, you would have been a big eater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you a big eater now?
I am a big eater. Mm. Yeah,
but,
he knows I'm a big eater.
Yeah, but according to your mother, you just got out of being fat. One day...
I did.
From 1 second to another, you
That's
got out
happens.
Of
That's what happens.
It was a lifestyle? Like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no, and then I keep going, but I don't know what the next question is, but then I
at 5 years old...
Yeah, 5. But then I wouldn't eat. I refused to eat.
At 5?
No, I go, you know, like, you know...
You were on a baby diet.
No, like 6, 7.
Do you remember?
My mother
like,
had to buy me shit.
Who remembers
finish
this?
Eating.
How do you
like,
remember
eat.
5?
Oh, I remember. Go ahead.
5?
Okay. That's now, at 5 years old, he was a very mature baby. That's what she said.
Mature
and mature. No,
I was
mature.
I could see that.
Okay, other people were saying you were a character. At that age.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to agree.
But your mother is from a large family, your father is from a small family.
Yeah.
And because of that, she didn't notice that you what you wanted to do. And I said, where did the comedic inspiration come from? Did it? He's like, no, Kevin, he wanted to be a geologist. When you were starting out as a young kid. He wanted to become a geologist.
Geologist?
A geologist.
I guess so. I was playing in the mud a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And one of your quotes that was given to me was that you told your family to gather rocks.
Wow. I
and your mother
that.
Was
That's
like,
right.
Kevin, why do you want to get... What, are you building a wall?
That's right. I was to collect rocks.
You ended up kicking rocks.
Are you going to cry?
Because this
I went
very,
from a
this,
dangerously overweight child to a rock collector.
This is emotional.
Right, so I was like, where are the connections from geologists? Where are the footsteps? There's no footsteps. You're walking on
are
the
Are there any squirrels involved? The next question?
No, yeah. Well, actually, you announced you became you wanted to be a geologist, and
yeah.
then later on you became a teacher, which is what you're doing now.
Yeah.
In order to, like I said, you always have to have a job to support your career.
Right.
And right now, your
rocks
job.
Just wasn't.
Oh, rocks wasn't doing
it. Yeah,
I do know this guy that's a rock farmer and he does quite well.
Really?
He
really?
Sells rocks to Florida because Florida doesn't have rocks. That's
they
a whole other
rocks
story.
They have oranges.
Yeah, they you know, like rich people want to put like fancy carved out rocks on their front lawns. Those are expensive.
Yeah, which hopefully one day we'll all be rich enough to hire one of these.
He's crazy. He's a mountain man, this guy. He's
oh, yeah?
like, yeah, I went hiking one time, and, like, dudes were coming down. I'll go up there. There's this crazy dude up there.
And yeah, he's the crazy dude.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm going to
take you up there.
Maybe
oh,
it was
guy
me.
Is amazing. He's built a village on the side of the road.
He's like MacGyver?
Up in Kent, Connecticut.
The MacGyver
rocks?
He's got flying squirrels.
He has squirrels involved. He's a definitely certified lunatic.
Yes. He has squirrels. Does he chew gum? I mean, does
he
have sap?
People know. Up in Kent, you just try. He's building a village, and, like, the government's against him. He's, like, anti-government.
I think the government should be against a guy like that. I would feel unsafe if they weren't.
With flying squirrels.
With flying squirrels.
You have to, yeah.
You should record a show
drone
in his
ass.
Spot one time.
Yeah,
know?
I mean...
Trace my original passion.
In the beginning, he didn't record anything. I actually had to tell him, Kevin, why aren't you recording? He's like, you think I should?
Like, yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should meet this guy.
That's classic Kevin.
You would be at 5.
Get an agent.
Yes.
You think I should, Raheem?
You think?
You think I should? No, I don't know.
He goes around quoting his students.
Yeah,
you think
true.
I should?
You think
you
I would, should?
Though.
Hey, Kev, you should record. Suck my dick.
Suck my dick, motherfucker. Benjamin, do you have your notebook yet today? Fuck you.
Benjamin, that's his name? Yeah.
You don't know about
oh,
him. His name is Zenith.
Zenith?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, we're gonna get to all that.
I haven't seen your set in a while.
Yeah.
So
dude,
eventually...
Dude, it didn't even a mark on your brain, did it?
What?
Benjamin,
you're set?
Benjamin,
you haven't seen
it? No, like,
Benjamin,
yeah, he's always with me.
He's always staining the curtain at Israel doing his Eddie Vedder.
Oh, behind the curtain?
Yeah.
This is Eddie Vedder with a migraine.
Oh, got a migraine.
you ever notice that Eddie Vedder in old songs wants to be things like Christmas trees and Christmas lights?
No, I didn't.
I wish I was a Christmas tree. I'm behind the stone.
Thank you for listening to HP Oddcast. I truly appreciate it. Here are some clips on the future episodes of HP Oddcast, our continuing interview with Kevin McGee. Hope you enjoy, and come on back and download the next HP Oddcast interview with Kevin McGee, part 2. Once again, thank you very much. Here's some scenes on our next podcast.
In first grade, they discovered that I was dyslexic.
Oh.
So I had reading problems and all other problems.
Does this get emotional?
No.
It sounds emotional.
Alan, can we have a box of tissues, please?
No. So they called.
So should we be saying, telling this story backwards or something?
Well,
when I was 78.
Like, is this podcast in Swedish? No, it's in dyslexia.
It's cast top.
It's an LD.
Top model when they have.
That's
backwards.
An acronym for learning disability.
I'm sorry.
Can I promote something?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. By all means. All
right, two things.
Eddie McGuire.
Go to YouTube. The Knuckleheads, a sitcom. And go to 7unknown.com. That's the number 7. 7unknown.com. I've got a couple of books on there, and it's going to be a whole series of books. And the dramas, thrillers, they take place in the South Bronx. You got serial killers, robbing drug dealers, and all types of mafia stuff.
And you wrote this is your material?
Yes.
Great.
So you got the funny stuff, and you got the drama.
And I'll probably put that on my website so everybody can just click on it and make it a little easier. And yourself?
Not
at all. Raheem?
I have nothing to say.
Can I say one more thing? It's NAGW.